This is Twit.
What did I give you for Mother's
so
Day?
So you got me this Milanese loop.
That's pretty.
No, isn't it?
Is that the Apple one?
It is not.
Because Apple charges like $150 for Milanese.
Yeah,
loop.
So this was $14.99.
What?
I know. And
it's rose gold.
Yeah. So I would say.
I'm not buying the Apple one anymore.
No.
I have to thank Apple because they did at least make the attachment on standardized
mm-hmm.
on Apple Watches.
Yes.
They've never changed it. So they didn't patent it or license it so that anybody can make watch bands for the Apple Watch. That looks exactly like the Apple
Watch.
Yeah,
it does.
Same magnetic attachment.
This is from Yizdo. But really, on Amazon, just go and find the one with the best reviews.
Milanese loop, and that's a rose gold one.
Yeah.
That's really
and
pretty.
And so they have every, they copies of, they have tons of copies.
That's
of
my
everyone.
Favorite. And the thing about the Milanese loop, I have the Apple black Milanese loop.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about it, they get kinked a little bit sometimes. Mm-hmm. And so you don't want to spend a lot of money on them because mm-hmm. you might have to replace it.
Right. My dentist had one and that was rose gold. And I was like, oh, that's so pretty. And she was like, oh, yeah, I got it on Amazon. It's like $15. And she was like, this is my second one. I mean,
I'm wearing the Apple soft leather. This is a really nice one. It's also a magnetic clasp. It's a little too big. So this is really nice. Does any third party make anything like this? Because it's leather, but it's really soft and pliable.
Sure. What's that one called?
I don't know. The soft, pliable leather one.
Yeah. Go to Amazon. They have everything.
Yeah. You know, everybody I see who has Apple Watches has third-party bands. Nobody's crazy enough, except for Renee Ritchie.
Right. So that's
Yizdo.
That's the Yizdo.
Compatible bands replacements for Apple Watch band 40, 44, 38, 42. Milanese loop sports straps with double magnetic closure for watch series 4, 3, 2, 1, all models.
Mm-hmm. And if I were going to get an actual Apple, if I was going to have you buy me an actual Apple watch band, I would have gotten the Papaya Sport.
I love the new colors. These are the spring colors that just came out.
That's $50.
They call it hook and loop or loop, mm-hmm. but it's really
Velcro. Yeah, but we're not allowed to say Velcro.
Trademark. Velcro.
And then the other ideas I had for Mother's Day were just like an iPad. And, I mean, it really depends on how much you love your mom. Do you love her $329? Do you love her $399? Do you love her $499? Or do you love
$799? I love her $79 Meyer lemon tree much.
Yeah. Well, apparently you'd already bought her the mini. And
she has so many iPads.
She has the new mini and the new big one. Because if she's drawing on the mini, it has to be the new one.
I don't think. I think it's a regular.
Oh, like that's the big one, and she sees this one as the smaller one?
Yeah. Okay. She has the older Air, I think. But I may be wrong.
You never know.
She gets hand-me-downs, too.
Yeah.
So she may have my mini. I don't know.
And then I don't know if mothers would appreciate this. I would appreciate this. Like, I think as mothers, we take a lot of photos. We store a lot of stuff. So if you're thinking of a subscription, like maybe an iCloud subscription might be a good gift.
Mm-hmm.
Or a Google One. Do you have Google One?
And it's a good deal. I think it's a little better deal than the iCloud.
Yeah, a little
That's
better.
That's not as convenient if you're using iOS devices. But I have, I think I pay $100 a year for 2 terabytes.
Yeah, I pay $20 a year for 100 gigabytes.
So pay a little more and you'll get two terabytes.
Yeah, that is.
That is enough. My hard drive isn't that big.
Yeah.
I mean, that's enough to back up everything.
Right. That would just be too much. I would be afraid with 2 terabytes that I would just
put everything on there.
Yeah. And what do you think about a service that's even more comprehensive in terms of backing up, like something like Backblaze? Like, would you ever get that?
Or our sponsor, Carbonite.
Carbonite, our sponsor. Either one.
No. I think that's a good idea, especially, geeks often... do it themselves, or they have NASs, and mm-hmm. stuff like that. But for somebody who just wants to make sure their stuff is safe,
mm-hmm.
I honestly think if you're using iOS and Mac, iCloud is great because it's just kind of you push a switch and it does it. But if you need to back up everything, iCloud won't do that. And mm-hmm. something like Backblaze or Carbonite is a good choice.
Yeah, and I think especially if your mom starts out, like your mom, where like, don't get me anything. I don't want anything. I never say that. But if they are, like, well, say, okay. And especially if your mom is someone that you often help with computer stuff, say, like, here, I know you don't want anything, but I'm going to set you up with this peace of mind backup system, and I'm going to set it up for you, and then you don't have to think about it anymore. Because, I mean, that annoyance of, like, on your iPhone constantly saying, like, you need more storage, just to get rid of that, I think is a nice gift.
Nice. It's a nice gift.